It's hard to be a real ass nigga out there.
So hard.
You gotta be vigilant at all times. You can't be doing sucker shit. The show is always brought to you by Ball Smack Streetwear. Go through Ball Smack Streetwear. Fuck with Ball Smack Streetwear.
Cop that.
Do some business with us. Help some real niggas make it. You understand me? We putting game on the shirt to make bitches want to flirt, man. I got on something right here. This is the guy protects me from sour bitches. This is a very special garment right here, man. You understand me? We got, and this is a new colorway, blue and white, yeah, for the blue team, because I don't even be hating. Mm-hmm. Because it's real niggas on both sides.
On both
man.
Sides.
And really, it's all about real nigga shit.
Yeah.
You hear me? And, you know, today, man, I brought Boogaloo in because, you know, we heard some special type shit. Niggas in the news.
They about the news.
Niggas in the motherfucking news.
Constantly, baby.
Niggas got to stay out the news.
Niggas got to stay out that news, man.
Niggas know you by that now, though. Niggas be expecting you to say that shit. It's all good. It's all good. Niggas be expecting niggas to say that shit. But anyway, yeah. But yeah, our first nigga in the news is legendary Compton rapper MC 8.
What's going on, 8?
MC 8.
What's going on, baby?
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
You know, I gotta say that I have been a fan of 8 since I first heard the first CMW, man. And I'm going to tell you why. Even though he come from enemy hood.
He does.
Even though he come from the enemy hood. And I get into that, but I always liked him from the gate because the tones, when you got to remember when Compton first started blossoming and blooming musically, it wasn't a whole lot of selections out there, man. It was, you know, I was aware of Toddy T, Mixmaster Spade, all the original OG niggas. I was fans of them. Then I went to college, and then Eazy-E came out. I already knew about Dre and all of the Rhodium Swap Meet, all the legendary
and
shit.
N.W.A.
Now, when CMW came, they was the first niggas who had the authenticated Compton accent that I noticed. Because I heard in WA and I know, you know, Eazy-E had it. But I'm going to say that, you know. But anyway, I liked them back in the day. But MC8 has been accused of snitching.
I just watched the tape, man.
And it sounds like snitching.
Back in the 95, 96, 94 era, after the success of Menace to Society, I got offered a starring role in a movie called Reasons. Now, you ain't never heard about Reasons because Reasons never came out. But it starred myself, rest in peace, Bernie Mac. Lisa Ray was in it. It was directed by Monty Ross, one of Spike Lee's peoples. So it was a legit project. I was in Chicago maybe 4 months. You know, they was cool peoples, you know. I met them, I don't know how, but the hookup was done by my attorney at the time. You know, shit. They came to L.A., said, you know, they wanted me to be in a movie, all that. So it was business, you know. It wasn't no work. Let me tell you, first thing, I didn't know what the fuck, you know, my nigga Nate was into, you know, whatever. That's here or there. But on some business shit, me getting my bread in the music field and acting and all that, hell yeah. Niggas offered me $100,000. So flew to New York, did the movie, everything was cool. You know, right after we got through filming, the movie gets seized by the feds. Now, quote, right a couple of months before, like I said, my attorney introduced me to my peoples from Chi-Town. Everything was good. Anybody know me, my relationship with Chi-Town is very extensive. It was like a second home to me around then. You know, I was in Chicago maybe every other fucking weekend doing concerts for Shorty G and the GDs, and Larry Hoover used to call my crib. Everything was straight with the Chi-Town people, my Chi-Town people. All love, every day. My man, my attorney, you know, knowing what my peoples was into, my attorney, you know, got to rub his shoulders with the niggas real good. You get me? Like, he was in. You get me? So, some shit happened where shit hit the fan and everybody finna get served grand jury federal subpoenas. So, my attorney warned me what was finna go down and indicated that they knew about the payment and that when they got ready to subpoena me to come to the grand jury, I better speak up on getting paid for the movie because they already knew I had the bread. So I get subpoenaed. You know, I had to get my own attorney because fucking with my man was conflict of interest. So I get my own attorney. My own attorney, too. He, you know, when he's got the paperwork, whatever, they knew about the $100,000. So basically, that's what they asked me. Now, niggas talking about I got on the stand and testified. Never walked into a courtroom. Never got in the little boxer, you know, people, whatever. Never got that. I was subpoenaed for a grand jury, but I never saw a courtroom. They asked me, did I act in this movie? Yep. They asked me, did you get paid $100,000? Yep. They asked me, do you usually make money like that? Cash, so to speak. You get me? I said, yeah, definitely. I go on tour every fucking month, and I can pull in cash, you know, that's how we get paid. You know, I don't know how other niggas get paid, but I take my bread up front. I mean, I take my bread cash. Fuck that. So, that was it. No tales from the hood, so to speak. No whatever. So, in this transition, niggas is trying to say that that's snitching because I should have took another route. Again, federal grand jury subpoena. I'm MC8. Movies, records, you know.
Definitely dead.
It sounds like snitching.
Yeah. See, the thing is, cooperating
with the law.
With the law is snitching.
It's snitching.
It's snitching.
In any form.
Any form.
Okay. MC8 coming off of the prestige of being a menace to society, where all of you niggas seen him at and gave him his gangster credit. But all of us out here in the beautiful city of Bombed and New Different, but we can't be despoiling the imageries.
Facts.
I was there for the war with him and Quick when the homies put the battery in Quick back. Rest in peace, Big Jake. Put the battery in Quick back and Quick took off on 8. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Shit it on 8. 8 didn't want no problems.
None.
But you know, right in that time right there, 8 flew out to New York to do a movie with a tycoon from Chicago named Nate Hill. Having money tycoon, nigga.
Big dollars.
Summoned 8 out there via lawyer. Yeah. Through his lawyer.
Yeah.
Who seems to be like that character from Carlito Way, that shiesty lawyer played by Sean Penn. Y'all Wikipedia that if you don't know. Look up Carlito Way, the lawyer that want to be a gangster hanging with. Anyway, he plugs 8 up with Nate Hill.
Big plug.
And 8 saw with his own eye Nate Hill and known that he is in the game, accepted a brown paper bag with 100 racks.
A bag. A motherfucking bag, homie. 100 racks was a lot back then.
Did you pay taxes on that? I ain't gonna even ask a nigga about that. 100 racks.
We know the answer.
Probably gave his lawyer 20 off the rip.
Mm-hmm. Connecting that.
Great is a great payday. What a great payday.
Yeah, especially back then.
Yeah. You had no idea that he was going to get snatched up by the feds. It caught you slipping.
Fuck.
It caught you slipping. You was at home chilling. You thought the movie was going to come out, right?
You thought you was about to be bigger than
you
life.
You thought, oh, man, that's the business. I got another gangster follow-up, baby.
And Lisa Ray was in
that. Oh, Lisa Ray, Vivica, Bernie Mac. I'm with the real niggas.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Bernie Mac, man.
Yo.
I low-key wish that would have came out. I would have loved to see
her. Hey, man, I wonder if they're going to release it on GP.
They might as well.
They can get the money from it, can't they?
I'm pretty sure they can. After he does his time, they can give him his property back. Or, I don't know.
Man, you finance that with drug money, though. They know. That's how I got it.
Might be all bad.
Okay, so they snatch up everybody. You hear that?
Yeah.
Everybody is snatched up. Your lawyer call you. Hey.
Wake up, nigga.
They going to hit you with a subpoena, man. You going to have to tell.
You have to get on the stand. What you got
to get on the stand. What happened, I wonder, hey? Did he think about, did he even consider, like, man, what if I don't tell him? Well, man, you probably
like
going to have to do a couple.
Like the rest of the people that got on the stand?
You might have to. Well, see, I don't know, man, because I don't know.
Everybody else plead the fifth.
Everybody else plead the fifth, though.
These are real
actors.
Nothing
happened to them, though.
These, look, Lisa Ray, Bernie Mac, whoever else.
They plead the fifth?
Yeah, all these motherfuckers plead the fifth. But one person. Guess who that one person was? The street nigga.
The gangster.
The gangster.
Dude, we gotta hold him accountable, huh?
Man, your menace society hero.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. They say it ain't no paperwork, though. You know how you got to have paperwork when niggas say you telling.
Yeah.
Do you got to have paperwork? But it's a book, though.
If you have witnesses that he was on the stand.
It's in the book.
It's in the book.
That's the paperwork, right?
That's the paperwork. The book is the paperwork right there. He's telling exactly what happened. That man told the people, the motherfucking the court of law, that old boy gave him the money to be in the video.
Right.
He corroborated.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? That statement that they needed to know if old boy, what's his name, Nate?
They needed that information.
They needed that information that he paid MC8 with drug money.
Right.
They need that information to stick the case.
But I mean, but A tried to say he didn't know what he did for a living.
Come on, man.
But he was doing a movie about his life.
About who
Nate was doing a movie about his life.
Man, he knew what Nate had.
So he knew what he was doing, right?
He knew what type of ties Nate had and who Nate was. And the nigga told, dog.
Okay.
You gotta understand.
That's telling, right?
Yeah, he told, man.
All right.
He told on Nate.
Okay. Now.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we from
Bompton.
We from Bompton, man. We from the Nellas.
I don't want him to think that
we're picking on him. We're not picking on him, right?
Yeah, we're not picking on anybody that did this shit. We would be saying the same shit. It's a real nigga.
Now, see what's happening right now. This is real nigga court right here.
Yeah,
we had a real nigga court. Cause he was considered a real ass nigga.
Yeah, he's considered a real nigga. Yeah.
A real ass nigga.
Right.
All right. You saw the videotape where he explained himself.
Yeah.
How you feel about that explanation?
If a nigga talking to me, talking about I didn't tell.
Right.
My demeaning, what the fuck you mean? It's going to be kind of like, right, because I know that ain't
right.
That ain't me.
It's going to be a little bit more fire.
Yeah, he was like laid back, nervous.
Right.
And he tried to be like nonchalant
right.
about what he said. Like,
right.
Like what he said, it didn't do no damn. Or what he said, he it wasn't wrong, basically.
Right, right.
I didn't get it.
This is business. It was business. You know what I mean?
He acting like what he said did not harm the case.
Right.
He's like real nonchalant about it.
They already knew.
He nonchalant about it, man.
If they already knew.
He admitted what he said.
If they already knew, you didn't have to tell them.
Yeah.
Y'all already know. I don't have nothing to say.
You don't.
Am I in trouble?
Right.
Am I in trouble?
Right.
Am I under arrest?
You don't help them do their job.
You helped them. You helped them.
Cooperated.
You helped them.
Damn, eight.
Hey, man.
Damn, eight.
All right. I had a, you know, before I decided to make all this accusation and talking and all this stuff, man. I ain't making no accusation. It's in the book.
Yeah, that's the paperwork.
But the homie asked me to call him. He said he wanted to speak on this. Let me see if he pick up.
That's good too.
Got the homie. Zo? What's up with you, brother? You know I'm calling you live from the Boss Mac podcast. I'm in here with Boogaloo and shit. You know, we was covering the topic of 8 testifying in the grand jury. We just wanted to make sure that we wasn't falsely accusing this man of something that he didn't do. Is that snitching?
Falsely accusing?
Facts.
That's telling, right?
Facts.
Man, the nigga snitched.
The nigga told, man. The nigga told, man.
Bro, let me give you the process, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
Didn't he say he went to the grand jury?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't go to grand jury unless you're dealing with a prosecutor, bro.
Okay.
So, if me and you is homies, and you went to the grand jury on me, what happened?
Okay.
You told off, nigga. The nigga snitched. All right. And a snitch is a bitch, and he's a bitch. He snitched.
Okay. Now, he on a pod. He doing a podcast called The Gangster Chronicles right now.
They need to get him off that shit.
Man, who was the gangster that put him on that?
He on the Gangster Chronicles with Mob James from the Mob. You heard about him?
Mob James is a snitch.
Oh, shit.
You didn't know that?
But they on the podcast called the Gangster Chronicles.
Hey, man.
And
Irish flock together.
Charlemagne the God put that out. He putting them out.
Man.
Charlamagne from the Breakfast Club. Yeah.
Did he know that gangster that Mike James was snitched to?
I'm not sure. But yeah, that's what's popping, man. But we got
boys is hot.
We got my people's Big Zoe from the Nellas on the phone with us. My people's man, you know he was on the podcast before. Make sure y'all check him out. He on Kev Mac right now. They on Kev Mac videos right now. You feel me? All right, Zoe, I appreciate you chiming in on the discussion.
All right, boy. Love y'all, man.
All right, brother.
You too, my G.
All right.
Now, that's official right there. Don't get no more official than that.
I had niggas requested.
It don't get more official than that, homie.
Niggas requested for me to call him, man.
And then we talking about one snitch, we find out about another.
Yeah, and then like the Mob James, you know, I didn't know that. I thought that
like his name is Mob James. Like, is he from the mob or like what?
How from the mob. The what mob you think Pi you're talking Roo? About?
No, the mob or Mob Pi Roo.
Mob Pi Roo.
Damn.
Suge, right hand guy. Come on, man. I know you've seen the Mob James videos on Vlad.
A lot of niggas that I fuck with from the mob, dog. Real ones, too.
Yeah, he can't. He don't go over there no more.
Well, obviously.
he say, because you know they killed his brother, I think. They killed Buntry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
And that's his brother.
He blamed the whole hood some type of way, like, but it was one nigga that did it, but.
I hate situations like that, man.
He blamed everybody, like.
I hate situations.
You know. And I think it was some money shit between Buntry and the other dude. Because Buntry was getting more money than everybody.
Right.
You know, and niggas was mad and shit. Yeah. So he had got ostracized by Suge them by the time that happened. Cause he was like I think he was like alcoholic type nigga, you know what I'm saying? You know, being faded, tripping.
Right.
But anyway, so Mob James came out with his Tupac explanation. Like he was explaining how Tupac got turned out by they hood and started participating and got in above his head. And so he did a series of interviews on Vlad and that made him famous, kind of like. I'm surprised you didn't hear about this And then they kind of started their own podcast called the Gangsta Chronicles.
Right.
You feel me? And I guess they just added on 8. You know what I'm saying? To like be on their podcast, so you know they gangsters all sitting there.
Birds of a feather flock together. So
all snitching in the Gangsters Chronicle.
I guess Charlamagne don't know.
He don't know.
Damn.
He don't know.
We should try to get their position.
Hey man, I don't know if I wanna fuck with them because I think niggas can blow up
bro, we need to take their position. We don't need to be on there with them. We need their position, like we come in, you leave. Like that's what we need. We need that opportunity. Say that shit for the real. Feel me?
Yeah,
until then though, we're gonna be right here, nigga.
Hey, man,
making it happen.
I'm you know what? I'm thankful for the authenticity, you feel me? And to be able to pull the trigger on these at will, you know what I'm saying? Whatever we want to say.
That's facts.
And we upgrading and shit, you know, trying to catch up to the big boys because we was handicapped for a minute.
We on our way.
And, you know, it's all good, learning the equipment and whatnot.
Right,
you know, it's a process, but we're going to, we gonna run. See, a lot of you motherfuckers, I ain't going to even, you know what, let me just continue on my story.
I don't even want to get out of control.
Y'all not
ready for that.
But I was thinking about the 8 and DJ Quick skirmishes, the beef that escalated and how back in the days, how Big Jake put the battery and quick back on the Safe and Sound album.
NIP Big Jake.
And that nigga on that Safe and Sound album, that third DJ Quick album, that's Big Jake. Big Jake influenced that album. Big Jake influenced his wardrobe, what he wore in it, the Pendleton, the red Pendleton with the red kicks. Uh-huh. It was just the whole everything, and all the everything about that project, and then him specifically shitting on 8. And matter of fact, I was on. I know this don't really mean nothing to y'all motherfuckers, but I was on Alondra and Central at the light, and a motherfucker was on a Harley blasting. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. He was blasting that shit like Saturday night, like loud as fuck, like just dissing 8. That's the quick song, dissing 8. And I was like, damn, was
he driving? He driving back to the park then, doing that shit.
It was right there by they park, blasting that shit. Like, I was like, damn, I could get my phone, and it was dark too. So I couldn't really capture the essence.
He a G for that.
But I was like, this nigga, I was like, these niggas is real. That shit is really out there on 8 right now. Yeah. And I'm going to say this, man. I back in the days when that shit was happening, I remember when, because it's casualties in that war.
Yeah.
It's casualties. It's niggas that died.
Right.
I was at the, I remember I was doing bad, man. I was down like a motherfucker. And the homie T-Tone came through and was like, Jim C, we're going to go to the Death Row Soul Train Music Award party.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, nigga. Gave me like a outfit and shit. I didn't have no new clothes and shit. I was doing bad. And
respect.
And this was why the Compton's Righteous shit was still going too. Like it was kind of tapering off a little. So we went to that, and this was when them niggas was beefing thoroughly with Bad Boy. This is when it first started kicking in. Matter of fact, Biggie and them was out here having a Soul Train Music Award party too on the same night. Puffy was having one.
Mm.
And look. This was when Juicy and all that shit was out. And them niggas was winning awards for that shit. And Biggie, like I said, Puffy and them was having a party, and Suge and them was having a party. But look.
Same day and all that.
Let me show you how some little shit enraged Suge. Suge went on one. Listen to me. All the rat bitches. All the rap bitches that you see in that every other city we go, in that video, Lichelle and all them, all them bitches went to Puffy party. And nigga Suge was heated. Them bitches, you know what I'm saying? That's like probably like a clique of about 15 bitches.
Right.
That normally follow around the road shit. They all went to the Puffy party. And they knew that. And nigga was heated. But anyway, the party was lit. The Death Row party was lit. That shit was lit. And Snoop then was performing. Dog Pound. And that's when I saw Suge. I saw Suge do some cold shit. I seen the nigga. You know, because niggas is continuously coming up to him, paying homage to him and shit,
right?
So I seen one nigga come up to him, you know, I know it was somebody from his hood, you know, nigga come up to him humbly and shit, paying homage to him, introduce his bitch to him, right?
Oh, shit.
It's his bitch. It's the nigga who introduced his bitch to Suge, like, yeah, the Suge, you know. And him and the bitch went back over there. And then I was watching the whole play. And then I just seen Suge just staring at the bitch. And the bitch just staring at Suge. And it was like you could just see that the bitch was just unfolding and was just submission for like she could. Suge could have fucked her that night.
Yeah. It was
Suge could have. Yeah. You could just see her over there just getting happy, and Suge just smiling at the bitch like fully. And old boy ain't paying attention. He looking somewhere else. You understand me? This is happening behind his back. And I'm just observing this going, Suge is a cold motherfucker. This is a cold motherfucker. But anyway.
Player to the 10th power.
But anyway, yeah, them niggas performed and Quick got up there and did If It Don't Make Dollars, It Don't Make Sense. And right before he did that, I looked in the clock. We was by the front door of the club. Now the whole club is Bloods. You understand?
Of course.
So niggas by the front door, see is a nigga from Tragnu. One of they OG niggas that we used to have a lot of problems with is at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And T-Tone was like, "Hey, what's up? Hey, whoop dee whoop 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 whoop." And he was like, you know, we got, you know, he was, and he had a nigga from 6-0 with him. He was like, nigga, we had to come, fuck that. Like, we represent for 8 up in this motherfucker. And niggas was like, and so Quick started performing, right?
And these two motherfuckers in there
started banging over in the back. They started just banging. They shit. Two niggas.
And it's all Blood Party.
Nigga, it's a motherfucking, nigga. Listen. Quick finished performing.
Okay.
The niggas from Treetop grabbed Quick, Black Tone and all them niggas, took Quick over to them niggas.
Over to the
to them niggas. Yeah. And was like, these niggas, like, and then was like, these niggas was MC. Disrespecting why you was performing. And the nigga from 6-0 was like, oh, we can line it up, baby. Like, oh, you gonna let me get a fan of fame with Quick? and then I think he took off on Quick. Like maybe took like two. You see,
right.
I said, because Quick had on the same penalty that he wore on the album cover, so you could see the penalty kind of
move
go in the crowd. And then, nigga, the whole club just stomped them niggas flat, bro. The whole club.
Fuck them niggas over.
I couldn't believe it.
Let me tell you.
The nigga from Tragnu was able to make it out and made it across the street and kind of down the street a little bit.
Right.
And was collapsed, like nigga. The nigga from six. Listen, the nigga from 6-0 was flat. Nigga, I looked at that nigga.
Listen.
He was flat. Have you ever seen a nigga that was flat?
Yeah.
Flat. No. Listen. Flat. Like he was flat.
Boneless looking type flat.
I said, man, that nigga is out of here, bro. That nigga, we just observed out of here. That nigga is out of here. Mm-hmm. That nigga is out of here.
And then from that,
the party kept going, it was over. That brought law enforcement in it and all kind of other shit. So the road shit started going up, then Jake got killed, and then once Jake got killed, then they formed their alliance with the South, and then they came back out here and did a concert at the Anaheim Pine. This is Biggie now, and you know, niggas tried to go get him at the pond, and that's when they found out that they was protected by the South, because niggas for Jake. Niggas was going to go see him for Jake. But anyway, after all of that, and then Tupac got out and everything just went up into the highest levels of tension beef. Quick was like, I don't want nothing else to do with no more beef. I can't take it, JK. You know,
right,
time out. 8 is cool. Squash it.
Right.
And then people kind of left 8 alone and didn't fuck with 8 no more. You feel me? And 8 kind of faded away, but he had all these complications going while that shit was happening too. Like that snitching shit was had unfolded during that period. So, yeah, 8, you know. And then also, you know, I just seen 8 on No Jumper. And I was observing him on there, and I was like, he was talking about how his son don't see him as no tough motherfucker, right? You know that, like, because he got a grown son. His son is like, you know, his son be shocked. Like, so, like, say, like, 8 be at the crib and around the house and whatnot. But then when he come down here somewhere, or go out in the open, homaging him like he a hell of a gangster and shit. And his son be like, you know what I'm saying?
But really
his son seeing the truth.
Yeah.
Really, see, that's the thing. Because, see, I was like, see, his son see the truth. Because I know niggas, and I have seen it all through life. I've seen it for many years when a nigga pops as a gangster.
Yeah.
The kids know you. When they little, they know they pops is a gangster. Yeah. And my pops is a gangster.
Yeah.
Period.
And you understand it.
Like,
yeah.
My pops be having money. More money than y'all.
Guns, all that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
But when you really, you know what I'm saying?
Kids
see that shit.
Shit don't get past kids. Kids is much smarter than the whole
It's cold game, state, man. Hate to get at the old boy 8 like that. All right, let's move on.
But anyways.
Yeah, let's move on into the show. Okay. Tory Lanez is back in the news.
Niggas need to stay out the news.
He looked like he might get vindicated. You was speaking for him last time. Like, you was kind of a little positive, didn't want the bad.
I just believe him.
Yeah.
I just believe him, man. There's something not right with that situation. You know what I mean? And, you know, you got his side, her side, and then the truth.
Yeah.
So it's always two sides to a
story. Yeah. I don't want to. I called him sucker foot and said he had a sucker attack and all that. And
a lot of people did.
I still mean that shit, but if the shit happened like how they say it might have happened, which is fighting over the gun.
Yeah, they said.
I don't know why a motherfucker. I'm tripping off a motherfucker leaving a gun on the seat though. You feel me? Like if you leave a gun, would you just leave your strap on the seat?
Unless
like,
it's an extra strap.
Oh yeah, it could be.
Yeah,
that
unless
too.
It's an extra strap. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of times, motherfuckers, I have a strap on them.
Uh-huh.
And they have that other strap in the car that they can get to as well.
Right.
It could possibly happen.
Yeah. Okay. We hope for the best, man. We don't want Tory Lanez to get caught up, man. But we calling out sucker shit at the same time.
Do you agree with how a lot of motherfuckers don't know the real story? But all these people are taking his music down, like Spotify, all these people, to where his music can't be played no more, and they haven't even got
a
full confirmation of what the fuck happened. And,
but it was looking bad, though. It was looking bad.
You know what I mean?
And like, then how much love that bitch got right now. See, that's another thing that's playing into this, is how much bitches love her. Yeah. And see her as like some type of strong bitch or whatnot.
Yeah.
So when she get, and then she come out and say, "Nigga, you shot me," with all that venom and shit.
Right.
It's a lot of energy. That really got it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Nigga, you shot me. You know what I'm saying?
And, yes, you did, Tory.
And this white boy, you know what? I'm gonna say something right now, nigga. This is what I believe right here, nigga. like I said, I feel like black people are like the chosen people.
Facts.
I hate to be like that, but I just feel like that. Right?
That's facts, though.
And I feel like we suffering because of, you know, some type of inequity, sins that we did collectively, I think, some type of way. This is how the Bible read, you know.
Right.
So, be that as it may, black women, you know what I'm saying? I feel like even though they getting the most abuse, I feel like they the most desired of all, every damn thing. Like, you know, this motherfucking obsession to have one, you know what I'm saying?
Fantasy.
The full experience.
Indian, whatever.
But the white man know that I cannot continue by just having a family with one because I'm just killing myself. My kids is black. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I fuck a black bitch, my kids are black. It ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
so they can't even, if that wasn't the case, they would indulge fully, yeah. I think.
Yeah,
I think they would indulge fully. So when a bitch like Megan get out there, mm-hmm. and be mad at a nigga.
Right. They feel like they got to do something.
They going to, her point, it's going to be maximum torture.
Yeah.
Maximum torture. Jackie Lacey, she probably pressed charges because her daughter probably was on her head about it. That nigga shot Megan. Man, how you just going to love
I think about shit like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, stupid shit that don't have nothing to do with nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're
gonna send our prayers up for Tori.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
But look, did you see that? You remember Rick Ross, this little bullshit?
Yeah,
like a little mini car.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Tori just
reneging.
Tori just I don't know if he put it on Twitter or Instagram, but he said, "So are you gonna give me the car?
Shoot
or what?
That to me. Yeah, I need
nigga,
that.
Yeah,
you
nigga,
talking? You woofing?"
Tori like 3-0 right now, man.
Hey, man. I think Rick Ross has a real nigga need to shoot that car over there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he need to mind his motherfucking business,
he need to
though.
Shoot that car over
definitely
there to that nigga, man.
That car, though. I don't understand why he dived in that shit like he did. Like,
because, man, everybody dived in that shit because it seemed
too many
like
people dived in it, man.
I dived in that shit, but I...
Yeah, you too.
You know, but I ain't like... You know, destroy the nigga or nothing like that. I'm just pointing at sucker shit, like saying that's some sucker shit. If you did that,
if he did that,
yeah,
that's sucker shit.
You know,
we can all agree to disagree, but that's sucker shit,
man. And then you know, and
something
I,
just don't.
And I can
right.
still, and I can still, and I can still say he did sucker shit. If he, I mean, wrestling. Why are you wrestling with the fighting over the gun with a bitch anyway?
So the bitch won't shoot him. Say, you never know. Bitch probably trying to shoot him. He got to pop. Motherfucker go up and shot Meg. You never know. We,
I know. That's on the bitches.
Know.
Yeah, that's right, man.
We do not
let's
know
let's
right
keep
now.
It 100. Yeah, you're right.
And
he fucking everybody.
Told her, like,
he fucking everybody.
Man, this nigga fucking everybody. Give me the gun. Give me the gun.
Yeah.
And
he fucking everybody.
You know what I mean? Boom.
Lit.
Why she so close? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, man.
Right, fully,
they say when she gets drunk and shit, she get violent. These is people that be around her and shit.
Yeah.
And she be kind of like, you know,
I'm a
socking Tori up. You know what I mean?
I'm going to say, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tori, I'm sorry, nigga. Boss Mac is sorry if it went like that. You know, I ain't mean to call. Hey, I'm an umpire. If you know, it looked like sucker shit. I had to speak on it.
So it looked bad. Man.
It looked like sucker shit.
Did you hear the album?
I ain't even really listen to his shit.
I just listened to a couple of songs. It ain't really like clarifying like what happened.
Right.
It's just kind of like his feelings about everything, kind of like and how he felt. And I low key feel like he still want to fuck with her.
Of course he do. Yeah, that pussy is gold. It's still gold pussy.
Yeah,
we can get past this.
That's a big pussy.
Yeah, we can get past this. She still Meg Thee Stallion.
I mean, he ain't tripped about
nothing
else that she been doing.
He said we can still be friends.
Right. You know, she fucked with a gang. celebrity niggas' pictures, all that type of shit. Yeah. Tory ain't went nowhere. Yeah. So he still ain't about to go nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good buzzing, yeah. Man. I'm obviously, man.
And then if he loved this girl this much, I just don't see him trying to shoot the bitch no matter what type of mind state he in. Hey, man,
that sound plausible, man. That sound gun on the seat, wrestle for it. That sound plausible, man. I didn't touch gun and it just you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I haven't seen.
Yeah, it can happen. Yeah. All right, let me see what else we got right here, man. Did you see that Bill Cosby picture floating around, man?
Yeah,
Bill
Cosby looking bad and shit. Still selling Jello.
That nigga look like a fucking demon. I'm talking about the mug shot shit. You seen that?
Yeah, I seen it.
That nigga look like a fucking demon, man.
How much time he got left?
I don't know, man. He ain't gonna get out. I think he's gonna die in there, man. If he don't get no love, yeah.
Damn.
He looked like a fucking demon, bro.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
That shit crazy, man.
First thing I thought about in there was like, oh, he's still able to get good drugs.
You know he's getting what he need, though.
He's still in there getting high.
Yeah.
You know, they got some type of medication for him, you know what I mean? He in there getting high. Plus, he can buy other people's medication.
Yeah.
Soups and shit like that. So I think he and that motherfucker just floating every day.
I wonder how they treat him. Do they let him get like a little OG treatment, or do they give him like a chomo? Raped a bitch. There,
just my experiences being in jail. I think he would look out love. For him, showing him hella love.
Yeah.
Because the people in jail is crooks too.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
It's our stay haven, stay home. You feel what I'm saying?
So it's better. Not it's best to, like, it's best not to protect cops. Him and watch
yeah,
him.
Yeah, ain't got no cops are looking at him on some cop shit.
Yeah,
he one of us in that motherfucker when you in there. So
they
for sure saw any love.
Bill Cosby, man, damn.
Mr. Jello Putin.
All right, man. I gotta pull this up, man. I want you to check this out, man.
Let me see what's going on.
This bitch, Asian Doll. You fuck with Asian Doll.
I follow her.
Okay, look what this bitch wrote up here. You see that shit? At least. That bitch say,
damn.
You gotta have at least 3 bodies before you talk to me.
Why 3 bodies. Why she say some stupid shit like that, though, man?
That's why
she fuck with King Von.
So we know King Von got bodies, yeah, so the police know that now, right? Yeah, so the police know.
They know even more because they oh, shit. They would bring some shit up like this in court, which I've seen shit, right?
For real.
And there's pictures of her and him together.
Yeah.
And they would bring the picture of her and him together and put that on the screen just like you got that in the courtroom and then put that under. Please have at least 3 bodies before you talk to me. And that, nigga, that's enough to convict.
And they would say, we suspected him of this, that.
And, right.
What about the other niggas she fuck with, too? They could go back like about 3 or 4 niggas, huh? Could they?
But
King Von for sure.
He fucked with the... No matter whoever else she fucks with, that's fine. But King Von for sure fucked with her.
I saw that.
And there's pictures of her and King Von together to show proof that they fucked around.
And they
that's a bad tweet right there.
You think she did that low key to fuck him up? You think she likes?
Nah, she just a little dumb bitch. That's all.
It's some out of control dumb shit.
Yeah, some little young dumb shit. Like she don't. I can't even say she don't know, but like. You know, I don't know what the fuck
you can't
doing.
Even take that shit down because it's out there now.
It's some dumb little shit, man. Oh, look, it's a comment at the bottom. She working for the Fed.
Yeah. Yeah, you already know.
You feel me? Like, damn.
You already know how niggas gonna process that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's a bad tweet.
Man.
That's bad. That's not good right there. Definitely not good. Oh, that's a hard sweatshirt right there.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
I got to release that. I'm releasing that tomorrow and shit.
That's not good for his image, man.
Yeah, man.
They still fighting that case, you know? King Von and Lil Durk.
I thought they had beat everything.
Nah, it's still going. The niggas still got ankle monitors. They just bailed out. That's all they did. The case is still going.
What, them niggas killed somebody in Atlanta or some shit like that?
I'm not sure what happened, but I know
died.
The case is still going.
Nigga died in Atlanta.
Yeah, something happened. He even just said, Lil Durk just said it in the Drake song. That's new. He said, I'm a dude with a takes, even though I got a cake.
Right.
Surrounding Drake's, about Drake's. Yeah, they still fighting that case. That's not good. It's not good. Why they fighting it? That's not good.
Did he just fight? He just dumped her and shit, didn't he? Why do these niggas even fuck with them bitches? Like, she ain't.
I think they broke up because it was some shit with him and King Von at NBA Youngboy baby mama. And, you know, she's bad than the motherfucker now, you know what I mean? But
with the Janiyah one, yeah.
But the bitch is burning. She got herpes.
Bro, I'm fascinated at this. The niggas is sex symbols with herpes, and the bitches
and
know it,
know
and
it.
They accept. They willing to accept
they,
herpes.
They know
they
it.
They willing to accept. What does that say? A bitch is willing to accept herpes.
Dumb.
You know she will suck dick and do whatever
and
at will.
It's herpes.
And it's herpes.
That motherfucker. And look, the cold part, she looks better than she was looking when she was with Young Boy. She wasn't really getting her hair done or none of that shit.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I guess she was kind of young. She didn't grew into her body and all that shit now and wearing little stuff and keeping and then she got a nigga that or whatever she do to keep her motherfucking hair dyed and, you know, laid to the side and all that good shit, and she looking good out here.
Right.
But the bitch is burning.
You know this.
She has herpes.
But niggas will still fuck because she has been blessed by NBA Youngboy.
And that's what I. That's and the, they be, that's what they want to be able to say.
And that
I
is
NBA Youngboy's baby mama.
That is the testimony to the power of the nigga.
Yeah.
The nigga can bless the bitch, and all these other niggas is obsessed with fucking this bitch.
With no problem.
And just because she my baby mama.
Fuck it. I'm going to use a condom or.
She got herpes. We know she got herpes, and I accept it. I accept herpes.
Yeah, that's what
and bitches fuck NBA Youngboy and will say. You see Blueface out there? What you think about Blueface?
I think Blueface is kind of he's building a brand, and he's getting as much money as he could get out this shit while he's still hot.
Right. What you think about the bitches at the house? That's what I'm talking about.
See, that's what I knew. Because when I say he getting as much money as he can get out of this, you know, that's not the only thing he had going on. He had like a men's Nova, Fashion Nova's line.
He didn't have
some shit going on. So basically why he got whack behind him, you know what I mean? Basically why his name hot, he hustling.
Right.
He hustling. And I heard about that little shit, the Bad Girls Club house shit type shit.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, and that's money. That's
the
money.
The bitches in there fighting and shit and all that type of shit.
And he know that's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have that on regular,
just regular
days
shit
in his house.
Yeah.
And people
and he noticed the numbers.
And he know that people fuck with that. Yeah. So he didn't turn that into $1 million plan. So I can't nothing but give him thumbs up on that.
I used to get down like that, thrive on that type of shit, having bitches at parties and shit, and multiple bitches come and just let the bitches just clash.
Wobble up, entertainment
and
for the night.
Still been getting popping, the homies all in there, shit, everybody watching the same
shit.
Yeah. So, like, what do you think about that, Do you think it's dangerous, though? Because look, you remember what happened to Game? Game got sued. Game got sued by a bitch for just touching her pussy or some type of shit. Like, she said he touched my pussy or something.
I think what he got going on is some shit that's through contracts and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
Game just, you know, did whatever he did. But this shit right here, what Blueface got going on, it's more.
You feel like
it's more of a show.
You think Blueface just had more game than Game? You think
it's really? More? It's more for the. It's more what he doing is just for the show.
Right.
You know what I mean? What Game did, that was real life. I think what Blueface doing is not real life.
Right.
So it's two. It got it. It's two different scenarios to me.
Right. I like what he doing, man. I think he the. I think he the. He the. Out the little niggas, out the young niggas,
yeah.
He doing it the best with the bitches. I like that.
Yeah. It's nothing but just entertainment on his part.
All right. Shit, we about an hour in. Now I got this reader listener email and get up out of here. We really just wanted to get touch on the eight thing tonight. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That's a big deal, man. This nigga. All right. Reader listener email.
Let's go.
Reader listener email. Here we go. A nigga from Los Angeles writes to Ball Smack. He say, Ball Smack, I had a bad bitch on the team for a few months. She was a bad bitch on every level with dangerously excellent pussy.
Mm.
She dumped a nigga abruptly. She said I was acting needy and needed space. Looking back, I realized I put the bitch way up on a pedestal because she was such a bad bitch. And really the baddest bitch I had ever had up to that point. I accepted this. I moved on with no thirstiness shown, even though it was killing me to lose this bitch. After a week or two, I acquired a new bitch. A bitch just as bad as the first bitch, physically, maybe even a little bit more pretty. However, she lacks the sexual proficiency of the bitch I lost. I looked past this and focused on the good qualities of my new bitch. She brings me groceries on GP, blesses me with fits, kicks, etc. My new bitch is just a better human. Just a better human being, my nigga. But look, after 2 months of my new bitch, my old bitch hits me back and says she just wants to fuck. Now, ever since this bitch told me that, I can't stop thinking about the bitch, Boss Mac. What's the play? All right. The play is you do not let a bitch just come and disrupt your shit. All of a sudden,
I was thinking.
Like you have no discipline and no nothing. Obviously, the bitch has been observing you from the cut, from afar. Bitches have a way of doing that through social media and various means. She obviously noticed that your attention wasn't focused on her no more. You ain't giving her no energy, so it must be going somewhere else. Bitches be confident of they pussy over you, so it's like, this nigga must be getting some pussy. There's no way he could be, you know, he ain't going crazy. She probably expected you to be doing some going crazy, begging type of shit. It was good to show no thirstiness. Don't let a bitch just come back disrupting your shit. I would take a meeting. I'm willing to take meetings with bitches over food and shit like that. A bitch want to sit down with me and eat with me or something or talk. I'm willing to listen, but I'm listening with a lot of indifference and no expectations, and a bitch is receiving no dick. I'm not doing no. I'm not just gonna just fuck a bitch just because she popped it up like that, man. So I would drag a bitch through some shit. You know, if she wanna really get back on the team, I would not make it easy. I would put up a couple hoops for the bitch to jump through, just to make sure bitch is honest and don't think it's easy to play with my emotions and feelings. You know what I'm saying? You know, I would let it be known that I'm replacing bitches. You know, and I'm in the process of replacing. And if you want to fit in, you know, and work her way back into the good graces, you know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, I see what I could do. But I damn sure wouldn't just jump. See, you can't just, when a bitch say, hey, you want some pussy, you go, hi-ho, you go over there right now. You cannot do that. You got to be indifferent. Like, man, I'm really cool, though, right now. I mean, my new bitch just took me to Vegas. I'm resting.
I feel the same way too, man. I feel like he should not fuck up what he got going on for a bitch that he already had. You feel what I'm saying? First of all, that bitch that you was fucking with, that bitch left you for another nigga. Let's just keep it 100, bro.
Uh-huh.
And what's going on with that situation, it wasn't greener on the other side. So now she's trying to jump back in your motherfucking life. But you already got something going. Well, what you say is obviously a better situation. And whatever she lacks in, always remember, you can teach her. You can show her how she needs to please you. You feel what I'm saying? You can give her game about this and that. You feel what I'm saying? Don't fuck off a good thing for a bitch that already knew what she had and threw it away, dog.
Hey, man. I it's fascinating how pussy do that to a lot of niggas. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just the feeling of the pussy, which to me is not more valuable than the services and the good intentions and the love and the nurturing that the bitch give you.
Yeah.
And see, to me, that's like an evil thing. Like, when you focus on that over the other shit, you feel me? Like, you got to really tap in. Like, and then you see what a bitch did to you. Mm-hmm. You feel me? You see, it's one thing to have great pussy from a bitch that's a good person. But if you getting good pussy from a bitch that's a sinister person, you feel me?
Yeah. It ain't no...
It's a cold game, man. It's a fucked up road. Bitch kicking you in the ass to see how you handle it. You know what I'm saying? And then you handle it good. Then, you know, bitches be weird, man, like that, man. Some bitches is only motivated by competition from other bitches. Like, if they don't see other bitches... If they can't knock some other bitches off of you to get you, then it ain't worth it. You know what I'm saying? If you was just standing there by yourself, then you must be a sucker. So she got to knock off some bitches. And then, my nigga, you bitch. No, hey, bitch. It's my nigga.
Yeah, man.
So I would go hard on a bitch. this is my motto, man. This is one of my models. I never give a bitch a break, but I won't cross a good bitch. That means every bitch get tested. And if she good, I got it. Okay, you solid. But when you not, hey man, I'm not fucking around, man. I'm with the torture, bro. I'm with the torture. A bitch like that, I would have to see her begging, crying, all type of shit, then brought me hella shit before I listened to anything. Bitch, you tried to do me in, bitch. Mm-hmm. Bitch, I really liked you, bitch. I got a bitch. The bitch is cooking now. What do you want? I got to get off the phone. Bitch is about to eat steak, bitch. What? Fuck. Nah, bitch. I'm gonna call you. Look, I'm gonna call you back. Let me call you back.
Yeah, I'm shooting dice. Yeah. And I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't be able to meet up with her, man, because I'm a man at the end of the day.
You'll go hard and on it.
No, if she come looking a certain type of way,
you might take it down.
I might take it down and do some asshole shit and go hard on her after. So I ain't even gonna put myself in that situation, man.
Hey, man, But see, that's why we do neutral grounds, man. Because see, sometimes, man, a bitch want to see me like some shit like that, some comeback shit. You bitch, you. All right, you want to kick it? All right, okay, you can. All right. You could give me a drink at the bar. I'll meet you at the such and such bar. Right?
And she paying.
Yeah, you yes, paying. Yes, you want to see me?
Yes, sir.
You paying. You want to give me a drink or something? I'll listen. Or you want to give me something, a coffee, some coffee? Okay, I'll listen.
It's on you,
baby. Right? It's on you.
Yeah.
And I show up crispy as fuck with no intentions of, I'm not fucking. Mm-hmm. My mind state is I'm not. It's what's popping. And let a bitch experience a nigga and then be like, all right, nah, all right, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm holla.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that shit be hurting bitches, man, because I'm going to say at least 65, maybe 75% of niggas want to try to take something down, man. When they come in contact with a bitch, they want it to end up with busting a nut.
Right, and especially if you done had good sex with the girl
before you already got the chemistry.
You might be looking at her and get a stiffy. You know what I mean?
Niggas gotta learn to play that poker, man. It's hard, man, but you get rewarded for it if you believe what the boss man telling you. I had a bitch jumped off a nigga team that I was advising. A bitch jumped off his team because he showed another bitch, and they ain't had no type of agreement that we gonna be together. He showed another bitch, and the bitch blew up and jumped off the team. He held his ground for a minute, and the bitch came on back home.
Mm.
All right, y'all. Mm. Any closing remarks, Boogaloo?
I'm done.
You done? We done? All right, y'all niggas.
Thank you for coming out. The Top Mac Nigga Show is a Boss Mac Industries production. Put your hands together for a special musical guest. I ain't gonna even say no name.